Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and you're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. In today's show, in the first half hour, I will be speaking with Avery Perkins. He is the president of the Richmond Fair. The Richmond Fair going on this weekend starts on Thursday, September 10th, and goes to Sunday, September 13th. Fun for the whole family. And in the second part of today's show, I will be repeating an interview I did with Carrie LaPointe. She is responsible for organizing FarmFest. FarmFest coming up this Saturday, that is September 12th at the Cookshire Fairgrounds, and it's a lot of fun for the whole family. And also, this event is to raise awareness for Huntington's disease. And as usual, I will have some announcements for community events, some health news, thanks to Ted Silver, and some music. We will start the show with a song called County Fair, and it's by Lone Star.
Buys 10 coupons, 2 ears of corn, and 1 ride on the tilt-a-whirl world with your favorite girl. Keep on walking down the midway, 3-eyed goats and games to play. Step right up, Carney says, try your luck. You can tell the sweet smell of summer in the air. Whole town shuts down, everybody's gonna be there. This year's queen, 4-H club and FFA, working toward a better day, and a petting zoo, yeah, they got that too. When 8 o'clock rolls around, everybody knows, grandstands open up, it's time for the big show.
Getting ready to celebrate a very special milestone this year, its 170th edition. Bringing together agriculture, entertainment, family activities, and community spirit in the heart of the Eastern Townships. The Richmond Fair has a long and proud history, and year after year it continues to be an important gathering place for people from Richmond and communities throughout the region. Joining me now to tell us more about this year's fair, what visitors can look forward to, and what it takes to keep such a beloved tradition is Avery Perkins, president of the Richmond Fair. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really pleased to be speaking with Avery Perkins. Now, Avery is the president of the Richmond Fair. He's also been a volunteer for a number of years, and he's on the board of directors. So welcome, Avery.
Hello, good day.
Now, the expo, the Richmond Fair, is celebrating its 170th edition this year. That's an incredible history. What does reaching 170 years mean to the people who organize it and support the fair?
Well, I mean, it's to keep everything going, eh? That's our goal, eh? You know, it's been the goal for years for other people, and that's still our goal, I guess.
Okay, that is good. So, now, for someone who has never been to the Richmond Fair, how would you describe the experience and what makes this fair special?
Well, In our fair here, we have all kinds of animals and on the beef and the dairy. We have tractor pulls. We have everything here. It's a county fair, so you know we got all kinds of machinery, farm machinery, and that's the tractor pulls is a big thing too here.
Mm-hmm. Now, agriculture is such an important part of the fair. What role does the Expo Richmond Fair play in showcasing the agricultural heritage of the Eastern Townships?
Well, we have what we call the ladies' building, and that all you got everything in there from people cooking a cake to somebody making a quilt, and they're having an artist thing new in there this year that people have made stuff all summer, all over the last year, and they're going to put it into it. So it's going to be a full place this year.
Okay, and that includes the horticulture too.
Yeah,
okay.
Horticulture and we're full. We have a fairly full barn of dairy cows this year. We're low a little bit on beef, but we're going to have to work on that next year maybe.
Mm-hmm. What about the horses and the sheep and?
Horses. We're right up. Full stock, and the sheep were a little bit down this year compared to last year, but last year we were full. We were really full last year.
Poultry too this year?
No, because of that that grit up of yarrow, we can't have chickens yet. We got lots of rabbits though.
Good.
Yeah, lots and lots of rabbits.
Livestock shows, horse shows, draft shows, competitions. What can visitors learn by coming to the fair and seeing these exhibits, do you think?
Well, I mean, it's something, it's not something you see every day because we have everything here. If you like horses, we got horses, we got cattle, we got sheep, we got machinery. We have the big Midway fun show is there. And we have the tractor pulls, truck pulls, and semi pulls. So there's a little bit for everybody.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the new attractions or activities that people should look out for?
Well, we're drawing a car again this year, we for the 170th we made a belt buckles, and we'll be selling them on the weekend too.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. How much are they?
Yeah. I believe they're still at $70.
Okay. That is definitely reasonable.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's we'll have them on site here for sale too.
Now, I noticed there's also a new visual arts section featuring things like pottery, fusion glass,
fabric
painting.
Yeah, stuff that they've made all over the year, all over that they did. We had a grant for doing stuff like that, and there's going to be people showing off what they made all year.
Okay. So this new edition came about because of a grant?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. That's great. The fair also has that youth fair arts and crafts section. And as you mentioned,
we've had that for years.
Mm-hmm.
The school kids do all that stuff and they bring it to the fair.
And why is it important, do you think, to keep on these traditions?
Well, because they're the ones that's going to run the fair later.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
You have to always think of that.
Now you're going to be having a petting zoo, face painting, midway rides, and a BMX show. What are some of the other activities you think children will especially enjoy?
We have a wood caver, a wood guy that's carves wood, carves stuff out of wood. We're supposed to have a local market. People probably have local, it'll be, we had a tent set up just for that.
Okay, a local market. Okay, that is good. Yeah. Selling different handicrafts and
vegetables. Well, they're going to and show off more what they make, what they produce and all that stuff.
Now, for people who like a little bit of excitement, there are tractors and truck pulls. What is it about those events that keep people coming back year after year, do you think?
The sound and the smoke, that's usually what does the job.
Okay. And what night of the fair are those on?
We have Friday night pulls, and we have Saturday afternoon and night pulls. And then we have our farm tractor pulls for Sunday.
Okay, so a lot of pulls there. There's also quite a variety of entertainment this year, including the Winslow Dancers, the PL Belleville Band, and Old School Country Band, I guess, too.
Yes,
How is live entertainment really important for the atmosphere of the fair?
Well, it's when one thing stops. Let's say, example, when the pulls stop, well, we have something else to show them, for them to do, eh?
The fair also has, you have a lot of local kiosks, vendors, and food trucks. How important is it to give local businesses, artisans, and community organizations?
Well, we try to help local people. If anybody in town or close by has a food truck, that's why we try to keep them coming.
About how many food trucks will you have? Do you know?
I think we have just a minute. 1, 2, 3. Oh, at least 8 or 9.
Okay, so definitely some.
I'd say around 9 or 10 maybe at the moment. Yeah, some are just ice cream. Some are lemonade truck, stuff like that.
Okay, interesting. You're also going to be having a rabbit auction and a wood carving demonstration.
Carver is going to be here all weekend.
Okay.
It's a guy from New Brunswick that does it, and he's going to be here all weekend.
And tell us about the rabbit auction.
Yeah, well, they're having a rabbit auction. I believe it's Sunday afternoon. If you want to buy a rabbit, now's the time to come.
Okay. Now the fair gets underway Thursday evening.
We have a bingo Thursday night.
Okay.
For the 170th.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody wants to come to the bingo, we'll have a bingo. I believe it's at 7 o'clock Thursday night, and we'll be and we have another. We painted another wall in the horse barn, so that'll be shown too probably Thursday night.
Okay. Interesting. What about the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, well, that's another thing that we just started this year. We're going to do that every year now. People that's been it's people that vote people in on this. See, we don't decide who's in this. It's people that if you know somebody that's worked at the fair or been at the fair for years, well, that's what it's game for, to thank people that kept the fair for 170 years. Eh?
Mm-hmm. Nice gesture. How important are volunteers behind the scenes in making this event happen?
Oh, if I tell you right today, we probably have 20 of them right here today.
Okay, you have about 20.
Just
that's good.
Yeah, at least today. Yeah, and we're just, this is only Tuesday. Eh?
Are you looking for more volunteers if somebody's interested?
Well, as many as we can. We've kind of lost a few on the garbage run there, so we're still a little bit low on and we need a couple of volunteers to sell the car tickets too.
Okay. Right now. Mm-hmm. And if somebody is interested in becoming a volunteer for the fair, where can they go?
Just give the fair a call or give me a call myself. No problem.
Okay. And we can give out your number?
Sure.
Okay. If you're interested in becoming a volunteer, you can get in touch with the president of the fair, Avery Perkins, at 819-806-2910. Why do you think people keep coming back to the Richmond Fair? Do you think it's for the entertainment, the traditions, or
a little bit of everything? Tradition, because the people have been coming for the last 20 years.
Do you see a lot of the younger generation becoming involved in the fair now?
Well, it's hard. Once in a while, yes. I got a grandson that's really into it, where the other one is not into it. So it's hard to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't do it, you're not into it, eh?
Right. And the fair is really a celebration of rural life and the community. What does an event like this contribute to the Richmond and Cleveland areas?
Well, exactly. When you get, 15 or 20,000 people come, it's a lot of, you know, like people buy stuff all in town, or, and it's everybody buys 10 bucks. It helps the town out a lot, eh?
It does, yeah. What do you hope people will take away from the fair?
Well, I think they come and it's an experience of seeing everything that's on a farm, too.
Mm-hmm, exactly. What's your favorite part of the fair, Avery?
Oh, well, a little bit of everything, the cattle and the poles and a little bit of everything.
Okay. How many years have you been volunteering for the fair?
Well, I've been on the board for 15 years now.
Okay, that's a long time. Has the fair changed a lot in those 15 years? Or?
Oh, my God, yes, a lot. And we did a lot of repairs and a lot of everything here.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a building that we haven't touched, and there's not we've upgraded a lot in the last 15 years.
Okay. What days are the fair on for? It's this weekend?
Well, Thursday is they bring the cattle in Thursday,
mm-hmm.
but we start paying only Friday morning. So it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay. And how much is admission?
Day pass is 30, and a weekend pass is 80.
Okay. That sounds good. Okay. Anything else we left out that you'd like to add before we go, Avery?
Well, it's pretty well all it. And here we have camping spots for what we call it camping sauvage, because you back out, there's no electricity, no water, but we have place for that until it's full. Once it's full, we can't take any more. But
mm-hmm.
Before we get it full, we do a lot of checking out.
Okay, is there a website for the fair?
Yeah, there's a website. Yes.
Okay, so if somebody just types in Expo Richmond Fair, they'll get to the website?
Yep.
Okay, and that has a schedule on it too?
Yep, it's all marked on it.
We thank you very much. We've been talking with Avery Perkins today. He's the president of the Richmond Fair, a volunteer for 15 years, and he's on the board of directors. So we thank you very much, and all the best on the fair, Avery.
Yeah, and thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
And next up, we have some community events for you. And don't forget, Farm Fest coming up at the Cookshire Fairgrounds. That happens on September 12th. Fun for the whole family. Starts at 10 a.m. and goes until 11 a.m. It's to raise awareness for Huntington's disease. There's music on the hour, games for kids, harvest festival theme, hay rides, face painting. There's a scientist booth, vendors, a petting zoo, and poultry judging. So again, that happens on September 12th, only $10 entry and fun for the whole family. The Lennoxville Quilters annual quilt sale happens on Friday, September 11th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, September 12th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Grace Village, located at 1515 Pleasant View in Sherbrooke. Quilts on display and for sale, boutique, bistro, vendors, quilts of valor, gift baskets, draw, special vintage display, and door prizes. The Race for Grace fundraiser event happens on September 12th, starts at 8:15 in the morning. Check the Grace Village website out. You can walk or run, and you can take someone in a wheelchair. The Sherbrooke Roller Derby League will be holding its Pride match on Saturday, September 12th. Doors open at 6:15 p.m. The match is at 7 p.m. This will be taking place at Collège Mont Notre Dame, located at 114 Cathedral Street in Sherbrooke. $20 and free admission for children under 12. This event is part of the official Sherbrooke Pride Week program, where the LRDS will face off against Montreal Roller Derby to close out its 2026 season. Frontier Lodge is having its 90th anniversary celebration. Come join them on Saturday, September 19th at Frontier Lodge from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information or to RSVP, frontierlodge.org/anniversary, or email them at office@frontierlodge.org. Over at the ANAF Unit 318, the hut, there is a dance. The band is Night Shift, and that happens on September 19th from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. Admission is charged, and you must be 18 years and over. And the dance is a fundraiser for Zach Painter and his family. Admission at the door is $15. And a reminder again, you must be 18 years and over. The St. Francis Valley Plowmen's Association will be having their 72nd plowing match. That will be held on Saturday, September 26th at Fraser Smith's Farm, located at 239 Chemez Smith in Ulverton. Registration is at 9:30 a.m. It's rain or shine. And the prize distribution will be a drive-through at the same location on Sunday, October 3rd from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And coming up, we have a fall market that will be happening at 6 Church Street in Lennoxville. It's sponsored by the Canadian Federation of University Women. That happens on the 25th of September, 9 in the morning until 6 in the evening. And it's also on the 26th of September, starts at 10 in the morning and goes until 3 in the afternoon. Everybody is welcome. There's a silent auction, a book sale, attic treasures, baked goods, jams and jellies, and some gently used clothing. There is a book sale in memory of Betty van der Waal, hundreds of English books, many individually priced nonfiction books. Bring your shopping bags. This happens on Friday, September 25th, 3 to 6 p.m., and on Saturday, September 26th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Richmond Melbourne United Church, located at 247 Principal South in Richmond. On September 27th, there is a brunch at the ANAF Unit 318 The Hut over on St. Francis Street. The brunch starts at 10 a.m. and goes to 12 noon. It's open to everybody. And over at the ANAF Unit 318 on St. Francis Street in Lennoxville, Sid Aulis will be playing music every Sunday at 1:30 at The Hut. You must be 18 years and over, and there is admission charged. There is an information night happening at Bishop's University, located at 2600 College Street in Sherbrooke, and the information meeting takes place in the VIP BU Skills Room on Thursday, October 22nd from 7 to 9 p.m. This is about the Ride for Dad, a motorcycle ride to raise money for the fight against prostate cancer. Come and find out what it is all about. They are looking for individuals for event planning, sponsorship and fundraising, volunteer coordination, rider recruitment, logistics and operations, and motorcycle enthusiasts and also non-riders. So even if you are not into motorcycles, you can still help in many ways. Everyone is welcome. For more information, contact Terry Cairns at 613-889-0793. That's 613-889-0793, or email Terry at terrycairns@gmail.com. And Cairns is spelled C-A-I-R-N-S. You're listening to the Townships at 12 on CJMQ 88.9 FM here in the Eastern Townships. And I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale. I want to thank my guest in the first part of today's show, Avery Perkins, president and longtime volunteer for the Richmond Fair. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard and a couple of words from our sponsors, and then we will be right back with part two of the Townships at 12. And in part two today, I will be speaking with Carrie Lapointe, organizer of FarmFest. That's happening this Saturday, the 12th September, at the Cookshire Fairgrounds. It's a fun event, and it raises funds for Huntington's disease. I will close part one of today's show with County Fair, and this song is by Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. So stay tuned, everybody.
Every year when summer comes around, you stretch a banner across a main street in town, you can feel something happening in the air. Well, from Carol's house up on Telegraph Hill, you can see the lights going up out in the soldiers' field, getting ready for the county fair. County fair, county fair, everybody. Here we're going down there. Little girl with long blonde hair, basket and leave the fruit. Head back to town. We let the fortune wheel spin round on Christmas. Tell me what's waiting out there. On the way out, I steal a kiss in the dark. Hope I can remember where our car's parked. Maybe at county fair. Now off down the highway, there's a last stream of cars. We sit a while in my front yard with her heels playing soft and low. Close to my heart, I lean back and stare up at the stars. Oh, I wish never have to let this moment go.